Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey there, fellow wanderers of the weird, the curious collectors of the uncanny, the strange and unusual souls who feel most at home in the shadows. Welcome to Creepy Shit, where I dive into genuinely haunted locations, forgotten folklore, and essential knowledge about the paranormal world. I'm Star. I'm here to guide you through the places where history gets dark, the ancient beliefs of our ancestors knew not to forget, and the protection methods you might actually need someday. Whether I'm exploring century-old ghost stories, uncovering folklore traditions that explain the unexplainable, or sharing practical ways to keep negative energies from following home, it's all fair game here. This isn't about convincing you that ghosts are real or feeding you sensationalized stories. It's about exploring the unexplained together with a healthy mix of skepticism, fascination, and just enough irreverence to keep things fun. So settle in, get comfortable, and remember, sometimes the creepiest shit is also the truest. This is Creepy Shit Podcast. Hey creeps, welcome back to the Creepy Shit Podcast. I am your host, Star, and I am so floored and so grateful to each and every one of you who have listened to the first podcast, who have reached out, shared DMs. You guys are so awesome, and it is so wonderful to connect with you. So I just want to kick things off with that and give you guys a big, big thank you. Your support and the fact that you listen and follow, it is so freaking cool, and I am so grateful. So thank you, thank you. All right. So this is something that we are going to dive into that is going to make your skin crawl, not because it's supernatural, but because it's real. It happened, and medical science still can't fully explain it. Like, that's fucking creepy right there. So this story is actually what got me inspired to start this podcast, because I was so floored and definitely deeply terrified that I merely felt it was my duty to do the same to you all. Just kidding. Well, kinda. But with that being said, I want you to go grab your favorite cup, and we are going to dive into this. And holy cow, you guys, grab a helmet, because I do not want you to make a mess when I blow your mind. Let's do this. Imagine this. You're looking at your reflection when suddenly your face freezes. Your eyes are wide open, but you can't blink. Your mouth is locked in a silent scream. You're fully conscious, and you can see, you can hear, feel, all that. But you're trapped inside your own body. Days pass, then weeks, then years, and decades. You're a prisoner in your own flesh as the world moves on without you. This isn't some fucked up horror movie plot. This is encephalitis lethargica. That's right. I'm going to say it one more time. Encephalitis lethargica. Now, I first heard about this from another podcast that I listened to. And again, this is what inspired me to get this podcast going in the first place, because it was so deeply terrifying to me. I'm like, I have got to research more about this, and people need to know about this. So as the terrified medical community dubbed this, it's the sleeping sickness. But trust me, the reality of this disease is far more disturbing than its innocent name suggests. So between 1917 and 1928, this nightmare claimed roughly 5 million victims worldwide. And this is right around like World War I time. And a third of them died quickly. These are the lucky ones, okay? The others, they became living statues, like human mannequins, locked in and left behind. Their minds were intact, but imprisoned in bodies that refused to obey. The worst psychological torture imaginable. Fully conscious, but completely unable to communicate. And it's kind of like, if you are of my generation, if you're like Generation X, do you remember the Robin Williams movie Awakenings? It's kind of like that. And funnily enough, I'm going to get into it a little bit further, but that's actually like all of this is actually what inspired that movie. So here's the truly fucked up part, though. We still don't really know what caused this or why it suddenly disappeared. Like, ugh. I'm sorry. Like, that is like my nervous laugh coming out. Like, that's just creepy. So, okay, picture this. It's 1916. And while soldiers are having their bodies ripped apart in the trenches of World War I, something even more insidious is spreading. In Vienna, neurologist Konstantin von Economo, I think I'm saying that last name right. I butcher last names quite a bit, so I apologize to history if I've got that wrong, but I want to say it's Economo, starts seeing patients with symptoms that make zero fucking sense. It begins innocently enough. There's like some fevers, there's headaches, there's sore throats. Like, you know, doctors are like, yeah, man, you got a fucking cold. Like, what are you going to do? The kind of shit you'd like pop an aspirin for and just forget about it, right? But then, okay, their personalities start to change. So some patients collapse into like a catatonia, like so profound that they literally poo and pee themselves without moving a muscle for days. That is so gross. Others flip to the opposite extreme, where they're like manic and violent and hallucinating horrors that they can only see. And then many toggle between these states like some demented human light switch. Their eyes move in freakish patterns. Their faces freeze in grotesque expressions. Day becomes night. Night becomes day in their inverted sleep cycles. So von Economo called it encephalitis lethargica. It's a fancy Latin way of saying brain inflammation that makes you fucking comatose. So it's definitely a neurological, there it is, deformity. But this clinical terminology doesn't even begin to capture the horror show that was unfolding. Oh, yes, my friend, there's way more to this. So Now, here's where this gets truly nightmare-inducing. Many victims seem to recover completely. They went back to their lives, their family, their jobs, and then wham! Months or years later, they started developing symptoms that would make any horror writer, like, totally pee their pants. Their bodies begin to freeze, muscles become rigid, faces mask-like, trapped in their own decaying flesh prisons with no way out. Like, if that's not like a self-induced zombie apocalypse, I don't know what is. So the legendary neurologist Oliver Sacks documented these cases at a hospital in the Bronx decades after the initial epidemic. His book, and this is where we get into this, Awakenings, yep, the Robin Williams movie that I was talking about, it only hints at the true horror of this. And these people were statues with beating hearts. Sacks described a woman who hadn't moved voluntarily for 40 effing years, but could still catch a ball if you threw it at her. So, and there's actually an infamous scene in the movie where Robin Williams throws the ball to Robert De Niro and he totally catches it. So another patient was frozen in twisted position for so long that when he was finally awakened, his bones had literally remolded to that shape. Like, that is so creepy. So creepy. So just stop for a second and like really let that sink in. Okay. Because decades of being completely aware, but unable to scratch an itch, unable to wipe your own bum, like unable to tell somebody that you're thirsty, unable to like hug people and like grow old while you remain trapped and like watch people grow old while you all remain trapped in your own personal hell. Like, that is awful. Like, it's so awful. And I'm not kidding you. Like, it gets even more twisted. So in 1969, Dr. Sacks started giving these human statues a drug called L-DOPA, L-DOPA, which was used for Parkinson's patients. And holy shit, they woke up, like woke up. People who hadn't spoken for decades suddenly started talking. People who hadn't moved since World War II were dancing. One moment, they're frozen in time. And the next thing you know, they're telling jokes and asking about their like long lost like parents and people in their lives. But because the universe is sick and twisted with cruel sense of humor, these awakenings didn't last. The drug would work for hours, days, maybe weeks, and then they'd start developing like terrifying side effects. Weird tics, spasms, psychosis. One by one, they all slip back to their frozen states or develop symptoms even worse than before. And the most haunting part of this whole fucked up story, we still don't fully understand what caused it. The most accepted theory is that it was triggered by the same virus that caused the 1918 influenza pandemic. Yeah, that's right. The same basic pathogen that gives you the sniffles today once turned people into living statues. And here's the kicker. It could come back. No joke. It could totally come back. There's nothing stopping another pandemic of encephalitis lethargica from sweeping through the population tomorrow. And if we have learned anything from the COVID pandemic, like seriously, we don't need another one and definitely not this one. So right now, you could be in the early stages of a disease that will leave you conscious but completely paralyzed for the next 50 years. Like, that is so messed up. So that is all I've got on it at this point. If you want to hear more on this, I can definitely try to dig further. This was everything I could find on it. Unfortunately, it's not a super well documented medical history on this, or I should say a medical horror for that matter. But if you want to follow along and keep up with me, I would totally encourage you to do so. You can follow me over at Creepy Shit Podcast on Instagram. It's creepy_shit_podcast. And you can check out some of my posts on this, as well as please share your thoughts. Like, I would love to hear from you. Love to hear what you think. If you think this episode was truly terrifying, please share it with a friend. That would be super cool. And if you have any thoughts, comments, or feedback, you can also leave a review. So until next week, sleep tight and make sure you take your vitamins, okay? All right. Have a great week, guys. We'll see you next time. And remember, sometimes the creepiest shit is the truest. Later.